Well, there's growing calls for this independent inquiry into the rape allegation raised against the Attorney-General Christian Porter, claims he strenuously denies. But there's division on this question in the legal profession. Damien Carrick is speaking with Greg Barnes, who has concerns about the precedent it would set, and with Kate Eastman, who says similar inquiries occur in other settings.
If I bring it back into, say, the corporate world and into a workplace, a corporation, for example, may say that it wants an investigation into allegations because if it's a senior member of the corporation or a member of the board, you want the shareholders and everybody in the workplace to have confidence in the leadership. And so a private investigation might be conducted to get to the bottom of the allegations. In some cases, people might say, well, look, I'm not participating in that investigation because you can't compel me to do that. I don't have to do that. I've got a privilege against self-incrimination, or I think the process is an unfair process. And they can be difficult matters to deal with, but nevertheless, an investigation can continue. So I don't see that because it's difficult is not a reason to do it. Corporations have had to deal with this. Governments have had to deal with this. That it's not uncommon for there to be an investigation to get to the bottom of allegations.
We're talking here about a complainant who has just passed in June last year, but the events which are relevant to Christian Porter go back to 1988. Mm. So is it a fair comparison to mention that kind of inquiry? I mean, these are unique circumstances, surely.
Well, yes and no, Damien. I mean, the Royal Commission looking at institutional responses to child sexual abuse looked at historic allegations, and some of the allegations that came before that Royal Commission also involved allegations of historic abuse from a very long time ago.
Greg Barnes?
My memory of the Institutional Abuse Royal Commission was that, of course, it wasn't making findings about specific cases. In fact, I had a couple of people I took along to the private sessions. It was an opportunity for people to tell their story, what they say happened to them. But it's completely different. What you're being asked to do here is to make findings. It's impossible. The complainant, sadly, is no longer with us. The veracity of the complaint can never be properly tested. Now, Kate refers to some of these processes used in institutions. I must say I have horror and have advised people not to participate in some of these processes because they're kangaroo courts, particularly at universities. We're losing sight of the fact that these are very, very serious allegations that can destroy a person's life if they are shown to be proven in any fora. And the difficulty is out there, they think, the public thinks, he's guilty. Even though there's been no criminal trial, there may have been some secret process, and at the end of it, he's guilty. That's the problem, for example, with anti-corruption commissions. So I don't think there's any problem with taking this back to the fundamental point, which is that we have the police to investigate matters. Sadly, some investigations go nowhere because a party is either doesn't participate or a party is deceased and there is no other evidence. That's not a vacuum. That's the reality. And we've got to be very careful about establishing other forms where we say, well, we can make findings against people, because I think that that's been a deleterious aspect of our legal system and our system of justice in Australia over the past 20 or 30 years.
My point, and I'll come back to this, Greg, is about trust in the institutions. And we're in a phase of our community life at the moment where we have very little trust in our institutions. And part of the reason we've lost trust in institutions is that we don't believe that people who make mistakes or do the wrong things are accountable.
Lawyers Kate Eastman and before her Greg Barnes speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear that discussion in full with Damien on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN or anytime as a podcast.